the 7 hours interview series. Listen in as TCM fiction editor Melissa Willis sits down with Mike DeLossa, author of the novella Rear View.
The 7 hours series is a collection of novellas that are tied loosely together by the character Thomas Constant, and he happens to be time personified. And your contribution to this series is called Rear View. And so tell us a little bit about Rear View.
Rear View is about a college professor. He's, as far as he's concerned, he's, you know, living on top of the world. He's achieved all his status kind of things. He's in line for a new promotion, and he's got a new house, new cars. He's kind of living the life. When a false accusation arises within the school, he kind of gets all of that taken away from him. And not quite sure how to handle all that. The guy hits rock bottom, and in a moment of desperation, decides to do the unthinkable. In this story, you know, the story, Thomas Constant comes to someone at the moment they're going to die. And when I was thinking about, you know, what am I going to write this story about, I thought, what if this person was going to take their own life? But it's not like, you know, naturally coming upon the time you're going to die, but he's kind of forcing the issue here. And right, what happens if that moment, you know, with all the regrets and everything else, that Constant comes to him and gives him a second chance?
Okay. Now, Thomas Constant is the character that ties all these stories together. Talk about how you interpreted his character and how you'd like the readers to feel about him and what he represents.
Sure. When I set off to write this story, I wanted it to have the feeling of like an old Alfred Hitchcock psychological thriller kind of story. So with the character of Thomas Constant, I wanted to write him in a way that he's kind of enigmatic. The main character is not quite sure if he's real or if he's not. And I kind of wanted the reader to feel that same uneasiness about him, that they're not quite sure if he's a real person, if he's a figment of this character's imagination, and that kind of carries through the whole story.
Okay. So now, if you were given the same choice that Thomas gives each of his characters, to either have seven more hours added to your life or to relive 7 hours, which choice would you make and why?
I think I would choose to live 7 more hours. You know, I've been very fortunate in my life that I haven't had any major screw-ups. I haven't come upon any major let's say tragedies, heartaches, that sort of thing. Something that I would want to go back and get a second chance at. So I think with this whole theme of, you know, in the story, living with no regrets is kind of the theme I focus on. I would want to continue living 7 hours. So I'd have sort of those last moments to see the people I love, to tell them things you want to tell somebody in the last 7 hours of your life.
Right. Well, now, each story is very different, and they explore a variety of themes. What ideas did you choose to incorporate in your novella, and why?
I think the major theme is just that whole concept of living with no regrets. I think everyone has regrets in their past, but the theme I want to get across here is we don't have to live with those regrets. We can keep the past in the past, and we can choose, make a conscious decision to live our lives forward now with no regrets.
Okay. Now, what part of this series concept caused you to want to participate, and what's been your favorite part so far?
To be honest with you, when James Wilson first approached me, he told me that he had Travis Thrasher on board, and for me, that was kind of the selling point. I've always admired him. You know, I love Travis's work. He's a family man like myself, which all of us are, you know, family men and women. For me, though, that was the selling point. And it sounded, you know, like an interesting concept. I thought it was something that could really take off. You know, the publishing world is really changing rapidly, and I think this is a way for the CBA to open up some new doors here to catch up with what everyone else has kind of already been doing.
Yeah, I like Travis too. He's one of my favorites. I look forward to his news every year. Any thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Just, you know, when the books come out, they're going to be at the right price. They're all very good. I mean, they really are. Even mine out, this is top-notch stuff. And, you know, they're well worth the money spent and the time spent on them.
I absolutely agree with you. They're quick reads, great stories, very gripping, nice suspense throughout all of them. They're all excellent books. I really enjoyed every last one of them. Well, that is our 7 minutes. So thank you so much, Mike, for joining us tonight. And
thank you.
You know, 7 hours, great series, highly recommended. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You have a great night.